We haven't met before, have we?
No.
No. Well, I'm afraid I'm having a bad time. I don't have very much to think positive in the world. And I'm afraid, well, that's just the way it is. So, do you, do things ever go wrong for you?
Of course.
It's so much easier if you can share them.
Well, that'd be your decision.
No, I mean, I feel so miserable. And I wish that other people could see things the way I do. Because you feel so alone when you're miserable. People just shut off. And it's so much easier if people can share some of the feeling with you. Have you nothing, no experience of sadness that you can share?
Absolutely. Well, nothing on the level that you seem to be suffering from, anyway.
No, but
But then I
then.
don't know what you're suffering from, if there's a particular incident.
I have a life story that you wouldn't want to know. And I am rather ill at the moment. But that doesn't matter. Tell me your own.
My own miserable
Yes.
experiences. Oh,
Can you put the screen back on?
back in business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got you to smile.
That wasn't me. Yes, wrong interrupt. Anyway, see if we can get back into. Anyway,
Right, go on.
can you tell me your own miserable experience?
My own miserable experience. Right. When have I been miserable lately? Again, I go back to a similar thing on a boat for 3 months, locked into a steel tube with people that you don't necessarily like. And that can go by a wee bit depressing at times. But it all comes to an end. Eventually, it all comes to an end, so it doesn't matter.
Everything ends.
Everything changes.
Anaxagoras, I believe.
Pardon?
Anaxagoras.
I'll take your word for it.
Croesus wanted something that would cheer him up when he was miserable and calm him down when he was unreasonably happy. And Anaxagoras told him that the solution was a phrase, "This too shall pass." And it's a good motto.
Tis. It's got me through things.
But some things don't pass.
Well, sometimes it can change for the worst.
That's just so.
I always tell myself, no matter how bad things get, I haven't been shot at yet, so, and there's plenty of people getting shot at today.
That's so. I was in Israel just over a year ago, and to see the places that I visited as battlegrounds, it's terrible.
Yeah, most people can live their lives shut off from that, can't they?
I saw Palestinians that I liked and Israelis that I liked, and they could not agree, could not avoid rising to each other's fury. Grim.
There's when you get two people trying to live in the same space, and one will never tolerate the other. It's never going to work. And still, you don't live there, so that's something decent.
I have good friends who do.
How do you?
We were in Paris at a meeting, and an alarm went off, and one of my friends, Israeli, as if he'd been shot, because he lives in Tel Aviv, and they're always afraid of rockets. I saw his face, and the reality of being that afraid is just awful. And human beings are like that; they do that to each other. I don't know what this species is about.
Most don't. Most don't, unless they're manipulated.
No.
I mean, it's not something you would do, is it?
I wouldn't hurt anyone.
Well, there you go. As long as you don't run into the ones that do, you're okay.
I would rather be hurt than hurt.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that one.
I do. I've been hurt. I've known people who I knew probably wanted to take advantage of me, but I decided I would just treat them in the best light, and they did take advantage. As I say, human beings are awful.
Well, not all of them.
Oh.
Very few of them could be categorized as awful.
Put them in a situation where they have a choice to make, and you just said it. Most of them will choose to hurt rather than be hurt.
Yeah, that's me guessing that.
What you believe.
Yes, possibly. But so hypothetically, you never actually know how you're going to react to something like that unless you're there.
That's why I think people should enter into sadness
Because.
and look at the worst in human nature and understand what it feels like to be on